Hello everyone and welcome to the second ever episode of Just Talk About It with Aiden. I hope you all are well on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning, and we are going to get right into this episode. So I want to go into this episode saying it's going to be very complex and maybe at times hard to understand because of the topics at hand and the fact that only people who work for who are dashers and willing to understand someone else's viewpoint are going to understand this. I just want to say that right away. So let's get right into it. I'd like to also state, I'm sorry that there has been like a 4.5 month hiatus between the first broadcast and now. That's not a good business decision, but I don't know why I did that. I guess I just... The truth be told, I've been wanting to make this episode for about a month and a half, maybe a month and 10 days. I haven't possessed the... I've been very busy lately, and I just haven't had time to actually sit down, have some time alone, and think to write this. So now that I finally do, I really want to get into it. So, okay, this episode, like the last one I made in the first episode, is about the food delivery giant DoorDash. And don't worry, we're going to expand our horizons here. I know I pretty much covered DoorDash and their games the last time around, but won't you believe it? Like always, in a very unsurprising way, they've thrown another curveball in drivers' faces. So who would have guessed? Well, me, I guessed. So let's dive deep. Okay, so once upon a time, which really, once upon a time only refers to any time before March of 2024, DoorDash cared enough about their drivers to offer one incentive to them that was not, like, biased to people who had a very high acceptance rate, which, obviously, if you work in this industry, you understand the fact that they only offer rewards for high acceptance rates so that they get no tip orders delivered and low unprofitable orders, and so they don't have to refund people. But anyway, they cared enough to at least offer one reward not based on that criteria. And that, it was actually, because I don't consider the acceptance rate merit-based, that's just being a sucker. Now, I'm allowed to say that I'm a sucker. I take a lot of their orders that I shouldn't take. But, yeah, you guys who have been dashers for a long time will remember the large order program. That wonderful program, that's what this whole video, or podcast, I'm sorry, I'm used to YouTube. This whole podcast is going to be about, it's the large order program. So this wonderful program rewarded drivers who consistently upheld the actual meaningful ratings and the ones who completed a lot of deliveries. So, basically, I think it was if you completed 100 deliveries every rolling 30 days and had 200 lifetime deliveries. But I think they honestly only wanted people who had been doing it for longer, because I got invited to this when I probably had upwards of probably 3,000 deliveries at least. And this was like 3 years ago. But anyway, it was having those delivery minimums. It was having a high customer rating, which just meant that you got good ratings from customers, obviously, and a 95% plus completion rate, which that's a percentage of offers you take and then commit to instead of unassigning. So, yeah, what this program did was it offered very high priority to any offer with a subtotal of over $100. So basically, that could be... So this program offered priority to both just customer orders, say someone who's ordering for a family of 5 or 4 even, depending on what you're ordering, or even 3, heck, 2. But if you're ordering more than $100 of food, dashers in this program got priority to it. This also applied to what you would call a corporate catering order, which would just be if either a drug company representative or obviously like a rep or a receptionist or anyone is ordering for a larger event or business, you know, or a client. If they're ordering for that, it would also apply. So prior to having this program, which they created in late 2021, they also had a program called DoorDash Drive LOF. Now, it's beyond me why they called it Drive LOF, considering, like, why DoorDash Drive? It sounds a lot like DoorDash drivers. But anyway, I think, I don't know. LOF just, I think, meant large order fulfillment. This program, which has been dissolved for quite some time, made it so people in that program could accept corporate catering orders, now only those, because obviously customer orders aren't pre-placed, the night before at 7 p.m., and these were usually very good orders. But that program got dissolved right around the same time that the large order program was created. So they were all, how do I want to say it? It was just free for anyone who was in this new program. So, yeah, and if you aren't already aware of the benefit to taking larger orders, which some people are probably like, why? It's more work. Well, if you aren't aware, in food sales, the more food someone orders, the more they're usually going to tip. And this applies to DoorDash too, but in a very specific way that you guys have to understand. So the way DoorDash ran things for a long time, and this is actually going to be the staple of this video, is the fact that their tipping system varied. So if someone ordered less than $100 of food, they would recommend usually a tip in dollar amounts, and they would always give three options, and they still do. So if you're ordering less than $100 of food, you're likely going to get a tip recommendation of anywhere between $1 and maybe even $10 if you're ordering from quite a distance away. Now, the second the subtotal goes over $99 and gets to $100, that all changes. And I think that was probably so that they could run programs like this and say that they were very beneficial. So once your subtotal hit $100, your driver tip recommendation would change from, you know, the increments of maybe $2, $3, $5. It would go all the way up to 12% would be the bottom recommendation, 15% middle, and a 20% highest recommendation. So most people are always going to, people that can afford to tip and don't care what they're spending are usually going to just go with whatever option the app has selected, right? Well, that would be 15%. So usually you'd get a 15% tip on catering orders. So anyway, this program ran for quite a while, and it was wonderful. And let me explain to you why it makes sense for tips to be higher on these orders too, besides DoorDash wanting it to look good. Well, one, drivers are waiting longer for larger orders to be completed by the restaurant. They're delivering more food. They're delivering to people who are obviously spending a lot of money, and DoorDash wants them to have a good experience, so they want drivers to be incentivized to take these orders, and a couple of others. So in my humble opinion, considering that someone is driving to a restaurant that it's possibly far, then driving to your house, which could be either backtracking or very far, and then driving all the way back to the town where they live, especially if you are someone like me that lives in a slightly rural area, it makes sense to tip, I'd say 20% at least. Obviously, if I ordered like $5 of food, I'm obviously, if I'm making someone drive from the town near me, going to tip them more than $1, but that doesn't apply here. I would say 15 to 20% is a fair recommendation. So yeah, DoorDash ran this program for quite a while. They ran it, I think, from late 2021 or early 2022. I got invited in early 2022, all the way until March of 2024. Now, let me explain to you a couple things that happened between that time. And you guys also should know that at this time, DoorDash offered a few other programs as well, along with this one. So they offered one called Top Dasher, which gave people that had a 70% acceptance rate at the end of the month, along with the same criteria as the large order program, if they had that on the 30th or 31st, whichever is applicable that month, they would be able to sign in anytime they wanted during the whole next month. They also started something in late 2022 called the High Paying Order Program. Now, this program was okay, but I don't know if the priority was ever real. So basically, if you had over a 50% acceptance rate, and then it would go up more if you had a 70% all month, like if you just maintained that, you would get priority on orders that paid at least $2 a mile. So $6 for 3 miles, $10 for 5 miles, etc. That's because that's what most people consider a good order. Opinions vary. But anyway, they were running these programs simultaneously. And let me explain to you how wonderful the large order program was. So being in this program, so here's how it worked for me. I got an email from DoorDash one day in February of 2022 stating that I broke the mold and that they wanted to invite me to this new and exciting program. Well, it was a new exciting program. It was epic, I'm going to be honest with you guys. So, I think I officially joined it in like March, early March of that year. And I didn't even know that I got my confirmation email because I was having trouble with like a bag or something and with the shipping. Or the label, or no. I was having trouble getting a discount code that they offered to work. Because they make you buy a catering bag for that program to be a part of it. But it was wonderful. I would say at the beginning, it was slower. Like, I'd see usually, like, the orders ranged anywhere from $15, and that's obviously if someone's tipping, like, 10%. All the way, I think... the highest paying order I ever got was $60, maybe $65 with cash. But you have to understand, that's wonderful. And in some markets, you know, I live in a county with 86,000 people. And what I'm trying to say is to get a $60 order, and I got a couple of those, that was great. In some markets, obviously, people see $100 to $200 orders, as you'll see in DoorDash driver Facebook groups every day. But that's not the point, or at least used to see. So it was great. How it would work was when you would be on your regular Dash, if you got a large order, it would send out to you, and it would say catering bag. No, it didn't even say that originally. You used to be able to see the item count, and obviously you had to work out back then because there was no highlight telling you, hey, this order is going to pay more. You had to work out that the order would pay more. Basically, to know that, it would usually be if the order paid maybe over like $1.25 a mile, it could possibly be more. But anyway, it was great, and I think... So it kept going on like that, and I think in like June of 2023 is when I first saw a post in a Facebook group, Facebook DoorDash driver group, about this new update that someone got. Now this update, what it did was, it consolidated the three programs that I mentioned earlier, LOP, Top Dasher, and High Paying Order Program. So... I was upset to see this because I knew, like all things with DoorDash, it would someday make its way to my market. And because I saw how the criteria worked, I knew that this, the large order program in my market, at least, probably only had 5 to 10 people in it. Now, I could be wrong, but it definitely felt that way. And I knew with this new program, which they called Dasher Rewards, if it ever made its way to my market, because they release these new programs and pilots, what they call a pilot program, which that just means it has limited, areas. But I knew if it would make its way to my town, because it worked in the same way as the high paying order program, where you just had to constantly maintain a number all month, that so many people would be a part of this and that catering orders would get sparser and sparser. So, hold on, I'm drinking coffee. Sorry. Basically, throughout the latter half of 2023, I spent a lot of time worrying. And I'm just a big worrier, a habitual worrier. But I spent that year worrying about it, but still enjoying the large order program for as long as it would be around. So basically, it did make its way to my market, like I knew it would, in March of 2024. And I think it totally wiped over the nation, and like every town in the country got it, I think in maybe May of that year, last year, 2024. So it, like I thought it would be, it was hell. There were so many people that wanted to be platinum, which is the highest tier in this program. They have silver, gold, and platinum. Silver has a 50% acceptance rate constantly with a 4.5 plus rating, which is so easy. And then silver and platinum are both a 70% acceptance rate and a 4.7 customer rating, but the only difference is that with platinum, you have to do the whole rolling 30 days, 100 orders thing. So everyone wanted to be platinum, and so many people now had priority to these quote-unquote large, high-paying orders that no one got them, just like I predicted, because I know how DoorDash works. So yeah, it sucked. I wrote several emails to DoorDash about it, and I did actually get like a what they called a product manager, but I don't know if that's really what he was, to give me a call. It was some corporate guy from New York. Pretty cool to actually talk to someone. And one second. Sorry about that. So yeah, I did end up talking to someone from DoorDash who explained to me why they did this, and I already kind of knew it, but it was basically because not enough people with the whole Top Dasher thing were maintaining their ratings constantly. So they knew if people were just taking orders at the end of the month, that wasn't going to work out long term. And so they made it so you have to have that constantly. Why they had to bring the other two programs into it, that I don't know. Or they could have at least left the large order one out of it, or at least that's my opinion. Anyway, so another change that I forgot to mention, and this is, I don't know why I forgot to mention it, because that's really what this video is about, podcast, sorry, is the fact that when they changed over from the large order program, the platinum, gold, and silver, what did they also do? But for some odd reason, they lowered tip recommendations. So they went down from 12, 15, and 20% on large orders, all the way down to some variation of like maybe 10% or a little less. I was very upset about this, and a lot of people were, because these orders that used to pay so well now paid so little. And it, oh, I was so annoyed. I wanted to quit DoorDashing at that time. I really did. But what ended up happening was, and I wrote them emails about this too. I don't know if that helped at all. I'm sure they had a ton of people saying, hey, you're telling people to take these orders because they're going to pay well, but you made a change that is really harming people and their income. So they did end up changing it back, I think, in April of 2024. To the 12, 15, and 20% tip recommendations. But considering the fact that nobody was getting large orders because there were so many people in this program, or the ones that, you know, you'd be lucky to see one at that time, it didn't really matter anyway. So it was a good change. It was a positive, but it didn't really help. So I don't know what really happened between April of 2024 and June. I don't know if it's the fact that I just was able to maintain platinum because I just wanted access to these orders still because they helped me so much. But by June of 2024, and I'm apologizing if I said the wrong word or wrong year at one time, because I feel like I kind of did. But by June of 2024, it definitely felt, I don't know if a lot of people were deciding not to even take the orders because take a lot of orders because the rewards weren't that great or what, but I started seeing more large orders once again. And I also realized that it's something I had been forgetting to do in the past, mostly because I am a student, or was at that time, is I was forgetting to go out in the day sometimes when I was able to get actual catering orders. But I started seeing a lot more larger orders once again by like June or July of 2024. Definitely not as many as I used to, but some. So it was okay. And I was okay with it. Like, I realized that I could make it work. Yes, it was extremely slow sometimes. Yes, it was hard to make money, but it still worked. So everything went decently. Like, DoorDash was really busy this past fall and winter, like it should have been. And I had some days where I really did well. Like I said, not as well or as easy as I have in years past, because of a variety of factors, not just the large order program. But yeah, it was pretty good. Like, there were several times where over this past winter, and don't take this wrong because you can't do this often, most nights I struggle to make $100 or $150, or even all day. But some nights I think, like New Year's Eve 2025, or New Year's Eve 2024 technically, I think I made $300 that night from 4 to 11:15. One night early this year, I made like $380 or $360. It was good. But anyway, here's what happened. In April of 2025, everything was going great. I had figured out a system where I could get out in the day and try to get some real catering orders, like business ones, usually drug rep ones. And one day when I was out, a friend of mine sent me a text message about an order they had got. It was 20 items, like I think it was 18 pizzas or 17 pizzas and maybe 2 or 3 subs. And it was going to a track meet at, I think, a college campus. So I what I've always done is I add up customers' subtotals, like I'm strange, but I do that to see how much a tip might be. Not to be selfish or greedy or anything like that, but because it's cool to know if someone's gonna do well. But I added up this guy's subtotal, and you wouldn't believe it, but DoorDash made an even worse change than they did last year. They lowered tip suggestions from what they used to be all the way down to 4%, 5%, and 6%. Would you believe that? So this really screwed up the game, and I don't think that many people have even noticed this yet, to be honest, or something. But these orders, you know, this was an order that in the past, he would have made $70 off of it if the guy would have gone with the tip recommendation. Well, now it was like barely even 20, and he had to drive far. But anyway, it sucks now. I'll be honest about that. It's very, very hard to make money at night, especially considering that these few orders that you would see a couple times a week that would help a lot are going to pay drastically less now. So I don't really know what to do or what anyone's going to do, but in my opinion, this whole gig is going downhill. They're making these silent changes that they don't tell anyone about, and it's greed. It's the fact that they want to be able to up prices, menu prices and tax, no, not taxes, menu prices and delivery fees, while lowering the driver tips to compensate for the fact that people are going to be spending more money. It also helps them because if people are spending less because of a less, you know, final payment because they're tipping less, then they're going to think that it's more fairly priced. But if they're going to try to make it more fairly priced, take a hit from your own money flow and don't let it affect the drivers, the people who are doing the work for you. That's just my opinion. If you share that opinion, write to DoorDash. Write them either a letter or an email. I'd recommend an email. That takes a lot less effort. There are a few people you could email about it, or you could email their support team, which I doubt they'll do anything about it. You could call in as a customer even and say you're feeling that this is unfair to the driver, because I think that's the actual team that handled this. Or you could write an email to one of the corporate officers of DoorDash and tell them, hey, I noticed a change, and a lot of people have, and we believe it's unfair, and we believe it should be changed back. So there are a couple people you could email. One good one, and I believe a really fair guy, is Tony Hsu. I think you should email him or the general support flow of DoorDash. So his email is Tony, so that's just T-O-N-Y, at DoorDash.com. He, I believe, actually reads his emails and cares at least a little bit. There is a guy named Evan, I think maybe Evan M at DoorDash.com or Evan at DoorDash.com. There are a few people. Andy Yang, those are some of the heads of DoorDash, so they would have control over stuff. But anyway, I know this is... not everyone's going to understand why this matters so much. But it's just the fact that I, like, people like me and a lot of people I know have completed so many deliveries with DoorDash, do all that we can to maintain their crazy criteria, and then they do this to us. It kind of sucks. Not going to lie. So, yeah, guys, I want you guys to encourage change. I want you to be not in the dark about what these companies are doing. I just want things to work and be moral. That's all. I really appreciate you guys listening to this broadcast. It really helps out in the future, because the platform I use does charge a fee. I might set up like a... I don't know. I might set up like a send thanks thing. I don't really know. But on social media, the only one I have set up so far is Instagram, and that should be without any spaces or anything. Just talk about it, W Aiden. I really, really appreciate you guys listening and understand the fact that I just want these companies to be told, hey, you need to make a change. That wasn't right to do. Because if they hear it from enough customers and drivers, and if people make it known, and there are people like me on social media telling people, hey, look at what happened, they're going to change it back. They don't want that drama. So, yeah, once again, this is Aiden. I really, really appreciate it. And have a wonderful and blessed day. I'll see you next time, hopefully with a much less of a hiatus than the last time. I actually think I'm gonna make another broadcast within the next couple of days. Thank you all. Bye.